USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street, despite the fact the Labor Department has just reported that just over 4.4 million American workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week, bringing the total for the past 5 weeks to over 26 million as the coronavirus pandemic grinds down the economy. Former President Obama says there's no coherent national plan in the battle against the virus, the 44th president making the claim in a tweet yesterday, saying the country is still waiting for a strategy. Tornadoes kill at least six people in the nation's south yesterday, including in Texas, where one big tornado swept through Polk County.
The wind was blowing so strong, it blew part of my back porch down, and we ran into the bathroom with my chihuahuas.
The south faces a tornado risk again today, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As many call for the reopening of states despite the continuing coronavirus outbreak, President Trump is issuing an order to close something else, the U.S. borders.
In order to protect our great American workers, I've just signed an executive order temporarily suspending immigration into the United States.
The president says it will be a 60-day pause in immigration, and it will impact people seeking permanent residence in the United States. U.S. House members are in action at this hour, preparing to vote on providing additional aid to small businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. A bill already passed by the U.S. Senate this week would pump more money into the Small Business Loan Fund that quickly ran dry. The nearly $500 billion bill also provides aid to hospitals and money for coronavirus testing. And President Trump has said he will sign the bill once it reaches his desk. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Small Business Administration says it's had to inform thousands of businesses that have applied for emergency loans about a data breach that may have compromised their private information. That and more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The SBA said nearly 8,000 applicants to its Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program were affected by the breach and were alerted to the event in a letter from the government. Discovered on March 25th, the breach may have allowed other applicants to view Social Security numbers, income amounts, names, addresses, and contact information. An agency spokesperson said they disabled the impacted portion of the website immediately and relaunched the application portal. The SBA said the affected applicants can request a year of free credit monitoring. Economic injury disaster loans, which in the past have been used to aid business owners facing losses from natural disasters, were greatly expanded under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to cover businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It now offers grants of up to $10,000 in addition to traditional loans. Unlike the Paycheck Protection Program created by the CARES Act, those seeking disaster loans apply directly via the SBA website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.